Oh God, and we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen, everybody. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for another day, another blessed opportunity to be able to come before His presence and to look at His Word. And God did give me a word for this morning. As y'all know, we've been for this first quarter, we always like to talk about faith. And I thank God for the messages that have went forth. We've been talking about faith, talking about trust. Amen. Talking about how trust is faith grown up. But we want to continue on with that this morning. And I want you to turn with me in your Bibles over to the book of James. We want to take a look at another side of faith. Amen. Book of James. Turn with me to James, the second chapter, beginning in the 14th verse. We want to try to see how far we can get in that this morning. We thank God for faith. Faith is needed. It's necessary. We've been teaching about belief on Wednesdays. You know, trust, faith, and belief, they all go together. You know, you need all of them. And, you know, God is somebody. James 2 and 14, let's look at that. We're going to look at just a few verses down to the 20th verse. If you're there, say amen. Amen. It says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he had faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Amen? Let's do our confession. I confess that the just shall live by faith. I confess that we walk by faith and not by sight. I confess that faith works by love. I confess that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I confess that I must work out my soul salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Today I want to take a few minutes and talk about exercising real faith. Amen. Or adding feet to your faith. Turn to somebody and say, I need to add feet to my faith. Amen. Y'all can have a seat. Amen. I just want to take a few minutes and talk about that this morning. I thank God for the word that has went forth over these weeks, and, you know, God has dealt with us over here at Disciples Tabernacle Church because we are a relationship church. We believe in our personal relationship with the Lord. And we know that it's through that personal relationship that we develop what we know and what we call trust. You know, I thank God that, you know, we at mostly here at Disciples Tabernacle Church, we trust in the Lord. Amen. With all what? All our heart. Amen. I give God praise for revealing to me many years ago that trust is faith grown up. When I really grow up in the Lord, I trust Him. I know that God is going to come through for Him. Amen. I know that all of us in here, I thank God for our church, we We trust in the Lord. Turn to somebody and say, I trust in the Lord. Amen. Because we have seen him work. We have seen God come through. There's not a person in the building here this morning that doesn't have a witness to God's goodness. Amen. And even in the midst of what we might be going through, God is still good because we trust him. Amen. Again, I thank God because I know that God will take care of me, don't y'all? How many of y'all know God's got you? He got you. I'm still amazed as I think about my daughter, Deacon Diana, and how that experience she went through on last week and when that utility room caught on fire. And, you know, it could have burned the whole house down. She called me and, you know, I'm way on this side of town. I couldn't have done anything anyway. I mean, except maybe get in the way of the firemen. But she called me and told me that the utility room was on fire. And but you know, thanks be to God, the firemen got there real quick. She called back a few minutes later and said, they're here. I said, wow, those guys are quick. And, you know, to God be the glory, nothing happened except the utility room. Come on, somebody. Y'all better give God some praise this morning. I remember years ago, Pastor Kasula preached a message over here at our church called, he said, they burned my prayer room down, but they didn't burn my prayer down. Amen. You know, I forget how he put it. He preached that message, powerful message. They burned my prayer room down, his house. Some people burned his house down. But, you know, God was watching over her. I was telling Dick and Diana, we labor too long on this, but I was telling her some months ago, I said, you know, you need to get that carpet clean. I'll get it clean for you. I'll clean it for you. She said, no, Dad, get somebody to do it. You don't need to do that. But sure enough, God's going to clean it up for her. Now she get all new carpet. I thought about that, you know. You know, she lost the utility room, but now she's going to get a new one, new washer, new dryer, new everything. In the house, God know what he's doing, church. Y'all better praise him this morning in the midst of what you're going through. Whatever you're going through, God has got it. And so I trust him, but yet there is another side to trust and faith in God. We have another aspect of him. You know, that aspect of God has to do with our faith. You know, here we see as we're looking in this scripture here, and I'm sorry to see how far I can get in it this morning. We see here that James is trying to help us to see another side of faith. And that is our faith ought to have some works. Amen. We can't just expect to sit and let God do everything. You know, some people say, I got faith in God. I got faith. I'm waiting. God said, yeah, I'm waiting on you. Sometimes God, you know, for all that we go through in this life, that we do have a part to play in our walk with God. God has given us all plenty, but we still have our part that we have to play. The Life Application Bible has some notes in there. It says that when someone claims to have faith, what she or may have is intellectual assent or agreement with a set of Christian teachings. That's the reason why I always say, you know, one of the big major problems that I have with this new set of this gospel of prosperity out here is that it tends to make you think that Jesus has got to do everything for you. You know, all I got to do is have faith, and then he's going to go ahead and get it done for me. You know, that's not to say that he won't do some things for you without you having to do anything. But, you know, the first thing we need to do, as we've been talking about, is that I have to trust him. Turn to somebody and say, I need to trust him, but I have my part to play. Amen. Let's look at this first verse here. It says that what What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? I need to what? Add feet to my faith. I need to walk it out. You know, not just talk it out. We have a, you know, there's a group of people out here today that love to just talk. But real faith always leads to action. I'm not just going to sit and hope that God does everything for me. I've got some things I need to do. Y'all know I testify about, you know, my condition that I have, that I have to see the doctor, I have to pay attention to my diet and things like that. That means that I've got some things that I need to get done. Amen? So here Paul is saying, not Paul, but James, rather. James is saying, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but you don't show it by your action? So your faith needs what? Feet. Amen? I need to do some things. If I have a condition, a health condition, then I'm going to have to go, and I'm going to have to go see the doctor. You know, I know that God can heal me supernaturally, but that might not be his way in this situation. I still have to do my part, because God did put these doctors down here, and they're here for a purpose. And God may intervene on your behalf. He may supernaturally heal you, but if he doesn't, he may say, like I know that for many years I used to pray and ask God, I said, God, you know, I've been praying for my wife, Pastor Joyce, for her knees to be and her hip, you know, bad joints. All those years that she worked as a nurse, working up and down them halls and going on. And, you know, her joints got bad on her. And I used to say, God, have we seen people come out of comas over here, Disciples Tabernacle Church? We've seen people with holes in their hearts get healed. All these things we saw through prayer. We've seen demons come out of people. And so I'm saying, God, well, why don't you heal my wife supernaturally? And God said, well, that's not how I want to do it. God said, I want to do that. I got a doctor downtown that is able to replace a hip and to replace a joint. But she never would have if she was able to walk up and down these halls now with great strength. Amen. Come on, somebody. And you know, with great energy. But God did it his way. Turn to somebody and say, God did it his way. But it was because we took the time to get her down there to the doctors and let them do the work. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing that we have a lot of what people have this, you know, a lot of religious sayings in churches today. And I'm not going to pick on no particular church, but y'all hear it all the time. How you doing, brother? Mr. Greg likes to tell me, I'm blessed and highly favored. Amen. Y'all know that. That's religious people. I'm blessed. Everything's always wonderful with them. But it ain't always wonderful, is it? Amen. Ain't any of you lying about it and me lying about it. People say, I'm blessed and highly. Well, I don't feel blessed and highly favored today. You know, people want to force you to say something that you don't feel this morning or whatever. I know that God is going to take care of me. I know that God has got me. But I say, you know, God must get tired of all these people with all these religious sayings coming forth saying things like that. You know, calling themselves trying to be a super Christian. You know, I'm a super Christian. I'm, you know, I got more faith than you. I've seen God move more in my life. I got more stuff than you got. But I'm glad that God is no respecter of persons. Look what he says in Matthew 7 and 21. He says that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall do what? Enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will. So there's got to be some what? I got to do some things, right? I can't just stand and have knowledge about God's will all the time and talk about it. I have to do some things. But he that what doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. He said what? Many will what? Say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not what? Prophesied in thy name, right? and in thy name, what? Cast out many devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Yeah, that's power in God's name. You know, the name is powerful. Devils flee when they hear the name of Jesus. Yeah, amen. You may not have to do anything. God can do it when he chooses to. You know, at revivals and evangelists outings, we find people getting healed just from hearing the name of Jesus. Amen. But there are many who are saying it don't even know Jesus. How many of y'all know many who are preaching don't even know him? That's why he said in this last 23rd verse, he says that, what? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Wow, I don't know about y'all. I don't even want to hear that. What? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So we just give God all the praise this morning for thanking him. For giving us the ability to do some things. You know, it's one thing for me to talk about how I love God and how I love Jesus, but yet never, ever put forth an effort to demonstrate it. And Jesus said over in Matthew 15, he said, the people draw it nigh to me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips. But their what? Their heart is far from me. So I said to y'all this morning, I thank God that we are a church where we don't just have people who say they love God, but they demonstrate it by doing the best they can to help further his kingdom on the earth. You know, let's look at one other verse here over in 1 John 3 and 16. Here we're talking about people who are in need, when we see people who are in need. When God orders our steps, y'all know God orders your steps to test you a lot of times. The enemy will order your steps also to tempt you, right? But God is just simply trying to put you through a test to check you out to see what you're going to do. Are you going to respond to the opportunity that God has put in front of you? Over in 1 John 3 and 16, it says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to what? Lay down our lives for our brethren. I need to give up something that I have, something that I believe, or something that I need to do for somebody else. I need to give myself away. Amen? And so he goes on to say, whoso hath the world's goods and seeth his brother have need and sheddeth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Amen. You know, there's no need of you saying that you love God and then somebody, you have it within your ability to help people out. I thank God we got some really generous people over here who just give of themselves. They'll help you out. If they get word that you need some help, they'll help you. You know, they'll help you what? With something that needs to be done at, you know, in your circumstances, give you some money or whatever. I thank God we got a generous church. We're not just lip service over here. Amen. So he's saying what? If you have it to give, and that's of what the three things that we do have to give, that's our what? Time, our talent, and our treasure, we ought to give it. Amen? Sacrificially and serve. Myself and my wife, Pastor Joyce, you know, we've been serving God for many years. We just come. You know, we don't get caught up in how we feel about things. You know, a lot of times we let what we do and our behavior be controlled by how we feel. And it's good to feel some things. God gave us feelings, but we ought not, what, live by feelings, right? We're supposed to do what? Walk by what? Faith and what? Not by sight. So John is saying. John is saying, he said, my little children, he sums up this verse, this passage of scripture. He says that my little children, let us what? Love, not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And as I was looking at that, I thought, I said to myself, and the Holy Spirit led me to write this, empty spiritual words or prayers won't fill empty stomachs. Amen. And I thank God that over the years we've given away to many people out here and helped them. Real faith. Turn to somebody and say, real faith. Real faith deals first with the physical, then with the spiritual need. There's no need of you trying to read some scriptures to somebody that's hungry. Amen. No need of you trying to witness to somebody that's hungry. You need to what? See if you can get down to McDonald's and buy them a Big Mac or something before you start trying to share Christ with them, right? Thank God for Jesus, huh? Our Savior was always what? Out and about with the people. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, I love the people. I want to go. You need to go sometime. You know, you're not able to go all the time, but you really need to go sometime and deal with the physical reality of getting out there touching people. That's why God gave us hands and feet so we can get out there, you know. Over in Luke 9 and 57, it says that, and it came to pass as they went their way that a certain man said unto him, I will follow thee. You know, we got a lot of people say, I'm a follower. I'll follow you. I'm sold out for Jesus. All right, amen. He said, I will follow them. He said, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And this is when Jesus said unto him that the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man had not where to lay his head. You know, Jesus was not living in a 10,000-square-foot house or flying around in a $65 million jet. He was out there walking up and down them dusty roads trying to witness to people. Because we know that we have poor people and people who are disadvantaged. Over in Proverbs, it says that whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but not be heard. That's the reason why I usually try to make sure I have a few dollars to send or to give, not just at the church. I try to give to some of these charities. Some of them are good ones, like St. Jude's Hospital, you know, where they help young children that have cancer. There are a lot of good charities out here, Food for the Poor. I try to send them some money, you know, every month. Actually, I try to send them a little bit of money because I feel like God has been good to me. God continues to bless me. And he'll do the same with you. If you take pity and look upon poor people or disadvantaged people. Amen. So I like what it says. Another version says that if you stop your ears up to the cries of the poor, your cries will go unheard and unanswered. That means that what I need to what? Listen to what God and the opportunities that he's placing in my path. Jesus, the Bible says, became poor so that you might be rich. Amen? So what a God we serve. We thank God for our Savior. In the 17th verse, I want to look at a few more verses here before we get ready to just deal with this issue of talking about how we need to add feet to our faith. Faith is more than just standing up and telling somebody how spiritual I am. You know, there's a lot of folk who just like to stand and tell and testify, but then they're short on action. As I said, that's one of the issues that I have with this latest round of prosperity gospel is it tends to make you think that Jesus and your faith is going to do everything. The Bible, there's a song out there, must Jesus what, bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Amen. No, there's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for me. So we have a cross to bear, don't we? And there are some things that we have to do. Looking at the 17th verse as we move on, says that even so faith, if it had not works, is what? Dead. Being alone. He said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. You know, as we were saying in our confession this morning, says that, talks about how I need to do what? Work out my own what? Soul salvation with fear, amen, and with what? Trembling. So there are some things that I need to do that I must do. Faith knows, real faith, if I say real faith knows that what? Talk is cheap. Amen? Amen. Real faith needs what? A walking witness. Amen. I remember years ago they used to have a saying out there that said some people are so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. I don't want to be so high in the sky, so spiritual, caught up in my own title, that I forget about what it really means to demonstrate some what? Kindness, some love, some of the fruit of the Spirit. Pastor Terry quotes this all the time. I know Pastor Terry preached this many times, where he says that what? Ye are the what? Light of the world, and that a city on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men, what? Light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick unto all that are in the house, that it giveth light to all that are in the house. So it says, let your light, what? So shine, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I just don't, to me, you know, I thank God for the blessing and the benefit, and I'm a servant, you know, from now on. But I understand that, as I was saying earlier, that faith is not an emotion or a feeling. Faith is a gift and a promise. Amen. You know, not everybody worships and praises God the same way. Some people have their hands in the air and emotional and everything, and that's a good thing. Other people just quietly giving God praise, glorifying his name. I say to you this morning that that faith works too. You just have to have it, what? Faith from your heart, right? My faith is in me. And I believe this God that I serve. And I say to y'all this morning that faith with works will make your light shine like a 200-watt bulb. Amen. When you have that kind of faith. Not only that, not only will your works cause your witness to be a real blessing, you'll be able to do some great things for the Lord. Look what it says over in John 14 and 12 through 14. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that what believeth on me, the works that I shall do, that I do, he shall what? Do also. And what greater works than these? That means that I'm going to have, when I love God, I'm going to have some works. It's going to be what? More than lip service, right? You know, I've learned that, you know, it's one thing to be excited. It's another thing to do just the day-to-day works that we have to do to keep God always alive and vibrant in my life. You know, I thank God also. I thank God. Really, it's a blessing, isn't it? You know, the Bible says, what in everything give thanks, even whatever my worst situations are. I thank God that I'm able, you know, with my wife, Pastor Joyce, y'all know God is keeping us going. But, you know, there's, you know, many things that she can't do for herself anymore, but I thank God that I'm able to do it. I'm able to get up every morning and help her and to get things done in her day that she did for many years on her own. I always look back on how many years she helped me and my children. Amen. And our grandchildren, how she selfishly gave. Now, you know, do I always feel like crawling out of bed doing things? No. I'm not dealing with my feelings. I'm putting feet to my faith. Come on, y'all. Your walk with God ain't always a mountaintop experience. It's good to have mountaintop experiences, but they really, you know, even when you look at a mountain range, the peaks of the mountains are what? Far in between, aren't they? From one peak to the next. I said to y'all this morning that, you know, when you come down off the mountain, now you got to deal with the valley. And that's where the work is. And so I say to y'all this morning, you know, you need to add some feet to your faith. And even in the midst of when things don't seem like they're working for you, don't give up and don't quit. Keep serving God. Keep doing the last thing. Oswald Chambers, you know, I love to read his writing. Oswald Chambers said that God is not going to give you anything new to do until you did the last thing he gave you to do. So I want to say to y'all this morning a couple of things, that you'll be able to do greater works. That means not better works than Jesus, but greater works means you might be able to do more. We have the opportunity to do more because we have what? The Holy Spirit in all of us. We can reach more people. Amen. We can do a lot more than just sitting back and waiting for God to do a miracle. He might do a miracle. There's a good chance that he might not. The miracle might be you. The miracle might be you. He's waiting to do something to see you change your thinking and the way you operate. But one thing we can remember, and that is that God is what? Just. Amen? Over God is a God who doesn't forget what you have done. It may look like that you're in the background or wherever you may be, but God is watching you. How many of y'all know that God is more concerned about what happens outside the crowd than he is inside the crowd? It's the everyday stuff that God is watching. How are you going to make it today with what I put in front of you? Here he says, over in Hebrews 6:10, he says that for God is what? Not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. So I said to y'all today, you know, the main thing I'm trying to get across to y'all today is that, and I know we do at our church. I thank God we got some great laborers. But I want to say to you today, if what you're doing don't seem like you're getting a lot of hand claps or accolades for it, don't worry about it. Keep going. Do what God has put in front of you with the people who God have place in your pad. You do that. Don't worry about whether you're getting a pat on the back or some hand claps or applause. I don't know about y'all. I want to get my hand claps and my applause when I get to heaven. I'm working for what? God's well done. You know, it's good to get a well done down here. People give you a well done 1 minute and say crucify you the next. Amen. Ain't that what they did with Jesus? You know, he went up on Palm Sunday and everybody said, what, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. But then, what, a few days later, they had him up on in front of the pilot saying, crucify him. You know, don't get too caught up in the stuff down here. And then finally this morning, I want to share with y'all, talk about how real faith, turn to somebody and say real faith. Real faith knows that what? Jesus is alive, as Lee Williams said, and well. The scripture here says, down here in the 19th verse, it says that thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. So the devils also believe and tremble. So, you know, people giving and testifying and going on, some of them may not even know Jesus. But we know the devils know him, right? Hear what it said. One time Jesus was at a place and he cast out a devil. And in Matthew 8:29, and he said, "Behold, they cried out, saying, 'What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before time?'" So those devils know. They know that he is the Son of God. We know that he is the Son of God. The difference is that devils don't have a personal relationship with God. And that's the one blessing that we have. Amen. So a couple of things as I was talking about faith. Faith has to have some works behind it. And I would say to y'all today that whatever God has placed in front of you, you keep doing it and you keep on trusting God and believing that even though things might not look like they're working out for you right now, but that they will. Galatians 5:6 says that what? Faith worketh by love. That means I need to have and add some love to my faith. I need to do what I do with love. You know, again, as I was saying to y'all this morning, you know, not trying to lift me up or anything, but, you know, I get up and I do what I do for my wife every day, the same thing every day, because I love her. She's my friend and my wife and spent my life with her. And so then God is watching, paying attention. You know, when things were wonderful, things were great, you know, but not things that God has put some challenges in our path that we have to deal with. And then I have the knowledge. I know that one day that her body is going to be a glorified body. Now, all these infirmities that we're dealing with down here are all going to pass away. Amen. You can't get too caught up on, you know, it's good to have good health. I was young once, you know, and in fact, when I was talking to my wife yesterday, I said, you know, we spent our whole lives together, all our adult lives. But then as we get older, the infirmities come. Guess what God expects? God expects you to do the same thing now as you did then. And so when you first started your relationship with Jesus, you ought to have the same passion. Sometimes people who have been serving for a while, you know, they kind of get to taking it for granted. But you need to have the same fervor and the same passion for Jesus that you had when you first discovered him. He already knew about you. You discovered him. And so today I can encourage each of you all today to remember that faith is not an emotion. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is a gift. Amen. Faith is a promise. We have it because he gave it to us. And then we work out our what? Soul salvation, because we thank God for the faith that's in us. He worked it in. We have to work it out. And so then in 2 Corinthians 5:7 says that what? For we do what? Walk or what? Live by faith. Amen. And not by sight, y'all. Come on, y'all, let's give God a hand clap of praise. And I pray that somebody got a blessing this morning. Amen. I know it wasn't an ice cream sermon, but I think as my old pastor used to say, you know, shake it and take it. It's good for what ails you. It'll help you. Won't you stand with me this morning and give God some praise? I'm thankful every day that I'm able to be able to come out here and to worship with y'all, my brothers and my sisters, and to have the passion and the fervor that I've always had for my Savior and for the labor that he's given me. Amen? Amen. We want to give the opportunity to someone here this morning who wants to come down. Amen. You want to come down at the altar, we can get in prayer, something that maybe you believe in God for that. You know, I know we get tired sometimes, but I said to y'all this morning, don't be tired. Amen.